Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Our thoughts with folks in Florida. They are enduring some serious mayhem this morning, but there is some good news to report. Now, while the hurricane landed earlier than predicted, it did not hit quite as hard. It landed last night as a Category 3, wind speeds around 200 kilometers an hour, 120 miles an hour, still causing widespread destruction. We've got an update for you on Milton coming up on the show this morning. Also, closer to home, did we break a weather record yesterday? Damn! Oh, it was so beautiful! Oh my God, it was gorgeous yesterday. What did you do outside? I was barbecuing chicken. I was sipping on a vanilla cocktail. One of those dirty sodas. It was delicious. Soaking up the sun. It was heaven. Pure heaven. I thought, where am I? And there were some sun seekers experiencing some sun guilt yesterday. I did see that. It did cross my mind. I can't lie. It crossed my mind. You know, we're sitting there on the patio enjoying the sunshine. And in Florida, they're going through a really rough ride. Now, a couple of things on that, though, real quick. Okay, most of the people in Florida were asked to get the hell out of there. We're going to tell you a story of one lady who took to TikTok. She's rich, and she is unapologetic. And she is a woman you might love to hate this morning because she takes to TikTok and says, I am rich. I have a hurricane-proof home, and I don't have to leave. We're going to check in with her and see if her house is still standing this morning and see how she made out. That's coming up. But the second thing is that I don't think there's too many people in Florida worried about us in January going, oh, those poor people up in Manitoba, Canada, enduring soul-crushing cold. We feel so bad. No one's feeling bad. They're enjoying the sun. It is warm. And again, thankfully, the storm did not hit quite as hard as it could have. As a Category 3 hurricane, winds gusting to 200 kilometers an hour, about 125 miles per hour, 3 million Floridians without power, and there are millions without water as well this morning. So water and power, an issue, and there is a fair amount of folks who don't have cell service as well, which is super important these days for obvious reasons, not just updating the TikTok. We got a live shot in Florida. The sun is coming up and there's debris all over the place, as you can imagine. And there'll be quite the cleanup that's going to be happening for a number of weeks. Air Canada will not be flying into South Florida until the end of the week. So something to keep in mind. Disney World is still closed. They expect to be open for the weekend, though. And again, this could have been so much worse. I bring your attention to the graphic in the bottom right, the map of Florida that's multicolored there. That's the power outages this morning. 3.2 million customers without power at this hour, the worst of which are in the Tampa area. The darker the red, the more people are without power this morning. Some of the pictures and video from Florida.
So it's just some of that footage.
I've been to Cocoa Beach.
Very intense wind, very heavy rain. And when you talk about some of the damage that was left behind, crews were immediately spotted trying to clean up what they could and get people to safety. Fox Weather's Bob Van Dillen is joining us now from Cocoa Beach. Really all hazards, Bob, yeah, as I bring you in. Tornadoes, you have the heavy rain, you had the wind that lingers even now, still gusty as Milton tries to pull away.
Yeah, Milton is now with 75 miles away from Cape Canaveral, which means we're still getting the tropical storm force winds because tropical storm force winds extend 205 miles out from the center. So we're going to be within the tropical storm gusting area probably for the next 2 hours or so, 2 to 3 hours. Last hour, hour and a half ago, we had winds howling. Melbourne right there, they had a 78 mile per hour wind gust. Where I'm standing, a 63 mile per hour wind gust. And this is on the coastline, the Space Coast, right there in Brevard County. Brevard County, it's interesting. They don't close the bridges and causeways until after the storm is over. Then they do an assessment on the damage. If there's any kind of damage, they're going to obviously keep that bridge or causeway closed down. But it's going to be closed after the tropical storm force winds go away. So Brevard County, you have to wait for them to do their assessment. Then you can get off of the Barrier Island right here. Satellite Beach down here to my right. We've got the Cocoa Beach where I am right now. Cape Canaveral up here. But like I said, the winds are really coming down considering where they were. But now we're starting to get the light up and we can see a lot of the damage is starting to be shown. We've got some damage out there to some of these lights. The lights, the heads of the lights have been taken off in the parking lot right here. Our hotel had some flickering lights. We lost power for just a couple seconds there. We're right back on. The other big thing, I'm going to step out for a second and show you this. This is what I've been dodging all morning long. Big old coconut. So,
oh, coconut to the melon. That wouldn't feel good. Put a football helmet on. Get a Kansas City helmet from Sean.
Here, so it's still pretty dangerous. And we've got some stuff, sheet metal that fell off of our roof right here and it crashed down off to my left early before. But I'm in a relatively safe spot at this point. The only thing we're concerned with now is the gusty winds and the 3.3 million customers in Florida, Marissa, without power. It's about 28% of the state at this point. Now they're going to work very hard to get that back on. Wind is a huge concern for the first part of the morning. And then as the storm pulls away, it's going to be all about the storm surge that comes in on the backside. So we'll see about a 3 to 5 foot storm surge. Not much of a flooding scenario for us on the Space Coast. It's more of a beach tour, beach erosion type of deal. But we've already seen as much as 6 to 12 inches of rain with forecasted as much as 15 inches. I don't know if we got that or not. On that I-4 corridor, you're talking about near Orlando and areas just immediately up to the north. They really got belted with very heavy rain. So we're going to see major flooding around the St. John's River for the next several days.
So the takeaway here is that it looks as if the storm itself did not hit Florida with its full intensity that that was predicted when it was churning off the Florida coast out in the Gulf. I mean, some of those wind gusts were absolutely off the charts, and it looked like it weakened as it approached the coast. It was earlier than predicted and weaker than predicted. But again, 3 million people without power, that's a bit of an inconvenience. And I know we've got some Sunseekers who have friends and family in Florida, all of which evacuated that we know of, and those that are connected to any kind of business or employment, they're closed and probably will be closed until next week. And as we mentioned earlier, Air Canada flights to Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Miami postponed until next week. They won't be flying until as maybe the weekend, they're saying. But again, airports have got to clean up some of the debris and get things all cleaned up after this storm. So the takeaway here is that thank God that it wasn't this Category 5. It was a 3, and they'll clean things up. As far as traveling anywhere else in the U.S., looks like this weekend is going to be, we're starting to get our long weekend, our Thanksgiving long weekend is starting to remind me of the American Thanksgiving, because, you know, they did Black Friday. We got Black Friday. They jump on airplanes for Thanksgiving. We are jumping on airplanes now. 40% of Canadians will travel this weekend. We saw Zuma Bernice not too long ago. She's making her way through Europe. Is anyone traveling? Anyone hitting the road this weekend? How far are you going? Sunseekers, where are you going? Half of us are going to be traveling somewhere. This could be a record travel Thanksgiving weekend for Canadians. This, according to Skyscanner, the survey of 2,000 Canadian travelers, said that this Thanksgiving weekend is going to be busy. As a matter of fact, the American Customs, Customs and Border Protection have said that, they have warned Canadians to expect potential delays. They're expecting an increase in traffic across land crossings this weekend because of the busy anticipated travel of Canadians going south for the weekend, maybe doing some early Christmas shopping in the U.S. So that's worth noting too. So if you are going to the States, You may experience some delays on the U.S. side of the border. They're just saying, please be patient. We're expecting an onslaught of Canadians this weekend. BC, Quebec, and Ontario, the top destinations. If you're traveling internationally, the United States is far and above number one, followed by the Caribbean. Family reunions are a top priority this weekend. 65% of respondents plan to travel with family. Solo trips and couple getaways are the next most popular. Most Canadian travelers, almost 80%, plan to spend $1,000 per person traveling this weekend. In addition to Canadian Thanksgiving, 1 in 10 Canadians will also take part in U.S. Thanksgiving, which means that we will be celebrating the American Thanksgiving by traveling, likely because so many of us now in this country have friends and family in the States, and that holiday is slowly melting into our psyche. We're familiar with Black Friday now, and you know what? There's no law saying you can't have a turkey on the Thursday of American Thanksgiving if you want to. And 1 in 10 will travel for Thanksgiving reasons in November. Elsewhere for the Thanksgiving, will Thanksgiving dinner cost more, cost less, cost the same?
A reminder.
Tomorrow we're doing photo potluck on the show. I will post on Facebook later this afternoon. That'll come this afternoon, okay? I will post the instructions for our Thanksgiving picture potluck. You post your dish, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to post your dish. People are going to go, hey, what is that? Oh, that is those scalp potatoes. Do you have the recipe for that? Then underneath, if you want to post the recipe, you could too. I'm sure there'll be a few requests for some folks that really like what you got going on there. There's some mashed potatoes. There's some stuffing. There's some green beans there. Oh, yeah. Did you feel like the food prices were still up from last year, that your Thanksgiving ultimately will cost more this year than it did last year? Frozen turkey is currently available for as low as $1.67 per pound, with the higher part of the spectrum reaching $2.70. Again, these are in Canadian dollars. For those preferring fresh turkeys, they're $3.25, $3.50 a pound. Last year, many opted for ham as a cost-cutting alternative to turkey because it was cheaper. However, this year, ham prices have risen by 5 to 10%, so it's back to turkey. In the produce aisle, there's good news for those prioritizing local foods. According to Statistics Canada, domestic produce as of September and early October, it looks as if we are seeing similar prices to last year. See, what did I say? Price stability. This Thanksgiving, Canadian-grown options like apples, beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, celery, cucumbers, and lettuce are actually helping Canadians create a nice Thanksgiving on a budget. The Canadian dollar's relatively strong performance against the U.S. dollar has helped to stabilize some of these prices. The cheapest vegetables that you'll be able to put on your table this weekend, according to Stats Can, potatoes, they are the most reasonably priced, $6 for a 10-pound bag. Canned cranberries hold steady at $1.59, mirroring last year's prices. So the takeaway here is that Thanksgiving, according to StatsCan, is about the same as last year. Again, this is great news. Now, there are a couple of exceptions. They've always got to break something out. Couple of items that you are going to be paying more for, but this is going to come as no surprise. Dairy and eggs. Hey, our friends at Epp Law Office, you know what? Buying or selling a home can sometimes be scary. And they take the fear out of it because you know what? They have got your back. They cross the T's, dot the I's. They know real estate law. They also work on corporate law and estate law. And if you're buying a house or maybe you're selling a house, you're going to need the help of a lawyer. It's just the way it works. A lawyer is going to need to be involved, and you're going to want to rely on the experts, the friendly experts at Epp Law Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of all of your legal needs. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. I do want to remind you, tonight is that that concert we were talking about the last little while, the Hip to Be Square show. If you're a fan of Huey Lewis and the News, tonight at the WMCA, Huey Lewis and the News, next best thing, I call it. The next best thing. Hip to Be Square. Here's the crew. Don't hip. Hip to Be Square. Hip to Be Square. Huey Lewis and the News experience is tonight at the Western Manitoba Centennial Auditorium. There are a lot of people in town talking about this show. This could be a fun night out for you and some friends. Quite affordable, less than $50, and that includes all your taxes and service charges. WMCA website, you can also find Hip2BSquare on your favorite social media channel. And our friends at Auto Fashion, if you have a scratch, if you've got a dent, if you have too much on the go to get your car all cleaned up, how about treating yourself this Thanksgiving to a nice clean car? Get it detailed with our friends at Auto Fashion. And keep them in mind should you ever suffer hail damage. They're SGI and MPI accredited. Our friends at Auto Fashion do amazing work. You'll find them in the same neighborhood as the North 40, Lady of the Lake. They're at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash there. It's Cass and Herman who run that operation. Husband, wife, family, super duo, awesome people. And the reviews online are tremendous. So check them out. Auto Fashion, okay? And finally, Sunrise Credit Union. They'd like to help your not-for-profit organization or your not-for-profit initiative. Maybe you've got a daycare center or a special fundraising group. They have the fall intake of the Building Communities Grant going on right now at Sunrise Credit Union. And this only goes until the end of October. So they essentially would like to help you out. Because a lot of these not-for-profit groups and projects are struggling. They're doing all kinds of fundraising to make things happen, to make the dream a reality. So Sunrise Credit Union, with their Building Communities grant, wants to focus on the needs of the community, the members, the staff, and the area. They've got 19 area locations to serve you, Sunrise Credit Union does, and they are so community involved. This proves it. They're just cutting checks, basically, for these initiatives. And you should see if you qualify. Go to the website, sunrisecu.mb.ca. See if you qualify. But the bad thing here is that it's only for another couple of weeks. You got to get on this, okay? Don't put it off. October 31st is the deadline for the Building Communities Grant with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. Hey, if we have some Sunseekers out Verdon Way, I wanted to mention something to you that is happening tomorrow. We had a Sunseeker ask if I could mention this, and I promised I would. The Canadian Royal Purple Verdon Division will collect toiletries and donations for survivors of intimate partner violence at Valley View Co-op C Store tomorrow. They will also assemble care bags for those fleeing violence and their children in honor of Purple Thursday, with a portion of the proceeds from Royal Twists sold that day going to support their efforts. Again, this for people in the Verdon area of southwestern Manitoba. This is happening tomorrow. I'll mention it again tomorrow because this is happening at the Valley View Co-op C-Store tomorrow. They're collecting toiletries and donations for survivors of intimate partner violence in honor of Purple Thursday. Absolutely, we can mention that. Have you ever been to Las Vegas? What's the first casino you ever walked into? It's a different question this morning compared to what is normally asked. A lot of times people will say, hey, what was your favorite casino you ever stayed at? Or what was the first casino that you ever spent time at? No, not me. I want to know, what was the first casino you ever walked into? Because when you land in Las Vegas, the airport hits you like a slap in the face. There's the bing, 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 bing. There's slot machines all over the place. And some people have said, okay, the airport was my first casino that I ever went to. And it's not a casino, it's the airport. Now, you can gamble at the airport, and lots of people do. But Corinne said hers was the Imperial Palace. The old Imperial Palace, now called The Link, filled with 70s light bulbs. Cheryl says the Monte Carlo was the first casino that she walked into. Because when you walk into that first Vegas casino, you're like, whoa, wow, this is cool. And it just keeps repeating over and over and over again. Another thing about traveling to Las Vegas is you think you can walk everywhere, even if it's the entire strip. They tell you to pack a good pair of shoes. You've heeded the warning, and you've packed a good pair of shoes. Here's the problem. You can't walk the strip. That's impossible. It is so long, and the hotels are so big, they make it look like I'm just going to walk over there. This will take a few minutes. Walk in. Half an hour later, are we getting any closer? What the hell is going on? You can't walk the strip. You'll walk some of the strip, and then you get so damn tired. I like how Caesar's Palace, I'm like, oh, God, I do want to see Caesar's Palace. I've come a very long way. Oh, what is that? Wait a second. Just off the sidewalk, they've got what looks like an escalator, like they have them in the airports. They're like a vertical escalator. They just move like this, like a rubber walkway that moves. You step onto it, it just pulls you along. My feet are tired. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Oh, this is so, and it's pulling you through the gardens of Caesar's Palace. And all of a sudden, it's pulling you higher and higher and inside to the casino and then past the casino floor. You look down, there's the statues and the slot machines are going. You're like, holy shit, this is amazing. And then you go and you spend some time in the casino and then you say to yourself, okay, I'm done. And then you go, hey, how did we get in here? Oh, yeah, that vertical escalator brought us in. How the hell do I get out of here? And then you open the door and you're like, oh, shit, I'm 5 miles from the strip. Featured the history of the Tropicana. I believe the Tropicana was started by Ralph Engelstad, who actually built that arena in Grand Forks. He took the money and built the, you know, when he sold the hotel or the profits that he made. I'm not sure exactly how the story goes, but there's a connection to Grand Forks and the Tropicana. Anyways, built in the 50s. Had a lot of mob memories in there. It was the first casino I ever walked into, and I got a free deck of cards at the Tropicana. In the middle of the night on Wednesday, about 2 o'clock in the morning local time on Wednesday, the Tropicana Hotel is set to come down. Well, and the Oakland A's will be, well, they're not the Oakland A's, they'll be the Las Vegas A's, will take over this space, and they're building a baseball stadium. Take me out to the ball game. And if you're familiar with the strip, it's across from the MGM. The New York, New York, and the Excalibur is on the other side. And so on my first trip to Las Vegas, and we went to the Tropicana, that was the first stop. This is a cool story. So I went to get my free deck of cards, and a guy from Brandon, Manitoba held the door open for me. I kid you not. It was just like I thought I was back in Brandon again. You know how that can happen sometimes where you bump into people from your hometown? And I mean, this was in the early 2000s, very cheap to go to Las Vegas. So lots of people were down there. And he goes, so I open the door and he holds the door open on the other side to be courteous and says, hi, Tyler. And I'm like, you get out of here. Recognize me. Oh, we're getting close. We must be getting close. Oh, yeah, here we go. Whoa. Oh, wait a second. I think I forgot my phone in there. Wait a second. I forgot my phone. Can we get a do-over? I forgot my phone. It's a little dusty now. And that's what you're left with. The Bally's A's. The baseball team takes over. And the Tropicana is no more. Goodbye, Tropicana. Skydancer Casino is Vegas, much closer to home. And you know what? It's a lot of fun. They get all of their slot machines actually from Las Vegas. Dustin was telling me that that's how they're able to get these machines that you'll see them and go, man, they're just a top notch. Like all the hottest TV shows and movies, Squid Game slot machines in there. The NFL machines are in there. And of course, they've got table games, live table games happening too. Got a beautiful gift shop. you literally could go shopping in this gift shop. It's not like a hotel gift shop. You could actually spend a little bit of time in this gift shop because they've got everything from food and snacks to giftware and clothing. And it's kind of a tiny department store in the Skydancer Casino. So great games. There's some shopping. And of course, they've got restaurants on site, their own coffee shop on site, a little food court that's going on there. And they're rebuilding the Fire's Edge Steakhouse at the Skydancer Casino. And I'm really excited about that because it is a great place to go for a really nice steak and a nice dinner out at the Skydancer Casino. People often ask me, is it really that far? And it's like, no, it's only 90 minutes. As opposed to your drive to Minot or Winnipeg and then a flight and then so on. 90 minutes, you get away from home, you get into another country, got to have your passport. And of course, we'll be there for Hunter Hayes on November 2nd. Go to SkydancerCasino.com for more. And maybe you'll take some of the winnings you got from Co-ops of Westmount and the Together We Win contest, because they're giving away 10 grand. Until October 23rd, you can win $10,000 for you and $10,000 for your community, plus weekly prizes at Co-op gift cards and shopping sprees. Spend at least $50 at your Co-ops of Westman food stores or gas bars. Then upload your receipt online and you're entered to win. You got to get your Thanksgiving stuff anyway. So why not win $10,000? Go now. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, doing good for the community every time you get your oil changed. Again, thank you to the crew that dropped by for our special broadcast on Saturday. And thank you to those who brought food donations for the food bank. Job well done. Thanks for hanging out with me. We had so many people come on the live stream. It was just awesome. I had so much fun. It was it definitely was one of our more fun live streams when you have people showing up and coming on and talking about random stuff and sports and travel. And it was a good time. So thanks again to Murray's for hosting us. And again, for your oil change, remember, they make a donation all the time to Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get an oil change at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Tim Hortons, I think they have run out of their Halloween merchandise. They've come very, very close. If you waited this long to get some of it, chances are you might be disappointed. Of course, I'm talking about my Halloween bucket right here. That's $10.99. Comes with Timbits if you can still find them. The glow-in-the-dark buckets, the glow-in-the-dark tumblers, the ghost mugs at Tim Hortons, they're just too popular. Gone, 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 gone. You can try and get them, but please don't be disappointed if you go and they say, no, we're completely sold out, because this happens every year and we still have. But you can still get the best deal on breakfast sandwiches with a hot or cold coffee purchase. $3 for your classic breakfast sandwich at Tim Hortons. And of course, Nutella products are super popular. Pumpkin spice lattes. And everything you need at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. The internet is about to melt. There is no show hotter with young people today than Friends. Friends has seen such a resurgence. There's some networks, I think Nickelodeon in the States, that's all they air is Friends. An episode of Friends, followed by more Friends. And Friends, it's like you're Nickelodeon. What the hell? You don't have other programming you can put on? No, because Friends is super hot. So that's why McDonald's has said they're going to make a Friends Happy Meal complete with a toy. Now, this is aimed at adults, and there is a catch to this. And the catch is it's only available in Spain. Why would they do this? Only in Spain? My daughter's going to be pissed. She loves Friends. And she would have went to McDonald's. So in the U.S., they're getting the Chicken Big Mac, which we had in Canada and actually is quite good. I do admit, I actually prefer the Chicken Big Mac over the regular Big Mac. So Americans are really excited about that. I think it was a head fake. Because then what they're doing in Spain is they're unveiling this, the Friends Happy Meal. And yes, you can get toys with it. The characters from Friends, Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler, and Joey. The meal also comes with an exclusive new Monica's Marinara sauce. You get your fries, drink, choice of a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or McChicken. And no word on price. But social media is going to have a field day when and it must be something with the trademark. It must be something with NBC or whoever owns the rights to Friends that the only country that they could do this in is Spain, because people on this side of the pond are going to be pissed. The friends box. So if you're in Spain, know of somebody going to Spain, boy, they get their hands on this, they're going to be super popular. And maybe it's part of their marketing plan, because you know that social media is going to explode. And there'll be somebody on TikTok saying, I made it to Spain. I got the friend's Happy Meal. You should have it. And then people go crazy because they can't get it. And then all of a sudden, maybe McDonald's at Christmas time will launch this and people will go crazy. Employee pricing continues at Leon's Furniture Superstore, by the way, at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. So if you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, it's like you work there. You get the employee discount. So go and see them today. Leon's Furniture Superstore. You can shop online before you go at leons.ca. I was in Kuiper's yesterday, and the smell of pumpkin pies filled the air. Fresh pumpkin pies right out of the oven. Go get your fresh pumpkin pies while you can at Kuiper's Family Bakery. This is the baking equivalent of Christmas, but it's Thanksgiving. The smell of pumpkin pies filled the air, box after box being packed, and I had arrived just in time. Fresh pumpkin pies. Everything that comes out of Kuiper's Family Bakery is amazing. They've got bars. They've got loaves. They've got monster cookies. They've got rolls. If you want to impress your company this Thanksgiving, make sure you serve them the best. Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. And finally, Elkhorn Resort, Clarsaux Nordic Spa. Even though it is the long weekend, they've got entertainment going on at Clear Lake and lots of activities for you and your family. So you're going to want to check that out. The Elkhorn is actually a fantastic place for holidaying too, like actual holidays. So if you're going to be spending a Thanksgiving, or maybe you've got a birthday coming up, or maybe you want to spend the Christmas in one of their chalets. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Lots of activities happening, especially in Buffalo Bar, where there's live entertainment nearly every weekend at the Buffalo Bar. And so much to do. Not only are you resting your head on the pillow at the Elkhorn, but they have got the pool, the water slide. They've got the Clarsaux Nordic Spa. They've got crafting workshops. And music this weekend will be courtesy of Juliana Moore on Friday. Next weekend is Jaron Friesen. And then Katie McDonald, all at the Buffalo Bar at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarsaux Nordic Spa. They've got so much going on. Give them a follow on their social media channels, would you? And then you can stay up to date on everything happening up at the Elkhorn Resort. Hey, if I don't get in tomorrow, happy Thanksgiving. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Molly. Thank you. You as well. We'll wish each other happy Thanksgiving again in November. This is fantastic. In North America, that should be the rule. We should all celebrate too. I'm just looking for more reasons to eat, but you can't blame me. Why not? It's a show about food and travel, but mostly food.
Some days.
Okay, so I think it was Molly asking, or maybe it was Cheryl, about the Krabby Patty. And we had talked about this before, that there was several TikTokers who had tried the Krabby Patty and were less than impressed. They said that the star of the show is really the pineapple smoothie. The burger was okay. Now Twitter is calling out Wendy's. Twitter is roasting Wendy's by claiming that the Krabby Patty is just a Dave's single in disguise. Here's some of the tweets. Real life Krabby Patty? It's just a Dave's single. Could this be true? A simple marketing ploy? Wyatt says, it's so funny that he was doing all this for what was essentially just a Dave's single. Of course, that's Squigward. Squigward. 25 years of SpongeBob, and Wendy's gives us a Dave's single with Big Mac sauce on it? This is a disgrace to the SquarePants name, says Kappa Mikey. Oh, so that describes the sauce, because when TikTokers were eating the burger, they were saying that it tastes like a regular Wendy's burger, but it's got a special sauce. And so maybe they took Big Mac sauce and then made it into a Krabby Patty. Jack says, bro, how the F is Wendy's going to make a Krabby Patty with a square patty? That shit is very clearly round in the show. I never thought of that. It's so true. Finally, the rich Florida mom, who you'd love to hate, this woman rode out the hurricane in her million-dollar mansion that apparently is hurricane-proof.
That's my house.
She's got to show you her house.
That's why I'm not leaving. Because my husband built this house. My husband built this house commercial. It's residential, but it was built commercial grade. It is solid concrete. I don't give a fuck. All the people, oh, you're so rich. Oh, you're so rich. Oh, my God. Whatever. Fuck you. My husband's a builder.
Oof. And so she stayed, and latest reports are, yeah, she made out okay. I don't know about her husband's construction company, mind you, because this is the internet, and someone like this, it's very easy to forget that people have long memories, and people are not happy. She released a video when the storm came in and people are making fun of her that her roof is leaking and maybe her husband does shoddy work. That's a Cat 3 storm coming in here. But if it is made of concrete, if the whole structure is concrete, it should be good. Molly says she just found out on Facebook my mom's friend's daughter is safe, so that she's very happy.
I can still see my driveway, and I can still see the road, which is a good thing. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Nasty. Yeah, so I'm going to be more interested in what the fallout is from this. You know, from her not heeding the warnings to go. She is really in the minority here because so many people left. They're saying this record amounts of Floridians left the state, and that thankfully that has created less work for emergency services. People don't have to risk their lives trying to risk stupid people who decided that they would stay behind. Tropicana Fields' roof is gone, completely blown off. You can see inside the inside the stadium here.
And again, I live in St. Petersburg, so this is just a few minutes from my house to see Tropicana Field like that. And anyone you're going to speak to around the town, it's surreal to see the roof shredded like that. I was able to actually get my hands on a piece of that roof to kind of feel the material. And it feels just thick vinyl, like you'd one of those blow up pool materials. And you could see it just had no chance against those winds of Hurricane Milton. And what was fascinating and also disturbing, they had about 10,000 cots and beds sitting in the outfield. So those shots, you could look down and you could see those cots sitting there. Those were for first responders that they were going to have come in, and that's where they were going to stay as they helped the area recover. Of course, now plans have to change. That obviously cannot be a place where first responders are going to be able to stay. As
you can see, the roof is completely gone. But as we've said before, things can be replaced. This too will be repaired. We cannot lose people and bring them back. And loss of life appears to be at a minimum. In fact, what we're hearing this morning is more people had perished due to the tornadoes, the 36 tornado warnings that had taken place in the last 24 to 48 hours. Just a lot of tornadoes. So at last count, 3 million Floridians still without power. It landed as a Category 3 hurricane. However, it did not pack the punch that people thought it was going to. A little bit of overtime because I have to leave early tomorrow. It'll be a shorter show tomorrow. We will be done half an hour early, okay? Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun, once again. Stay safe. Love you guys. Have a great day. Stay safe, okay? I'll be looking for you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Thanks, guys. We'll see you again.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.